prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned, as usual, to continue the momentum for this week of exciting shows. The first hour will be dedicated to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Rob Regish. Then, we're going to be talking about the linkage between sleep apnea and depression in men. The saga continues as we continue to go down the rabbit hole of sleep apnea. And then Mediterranean diet plus olive oil or nuts improves cognitive function. So these are all important shows today, including the one we're starting out with about training, nutrition, and supplementation with my co-host, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Just back from the Great New England Air Show. I took Maximus this past weekend. Jen and I did.
And does that scare you to go to those shows now? In the recent past, we've had a lot of those air shows provide spectators with more than they had bargained for when planes hit the ground.
No, I can't get enough, man. I love the noise and especially the smell of the jet fuel. I love being there.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of when I was a kid. I used to have a 67 Chevelle with a 427 engine in it that was really worked to the max. And I think I was pushing about close to 700 horsepower. And I used to take it to Englishtown, New Jersey, which was where the drag strip was back then. And I used to love when the rails used to burn nitromethane, because that fuel had this, it had the same smell as if you've ever owned one of those little thimble drone motored airplanes, you know, they that actually has nitroglycerin in the fuel. That nitro has an interesting smell, and I used to love the smell of that fuel. I wonder if it's the same thing as jet fuel.
Jet fuel is a little different, but I tell you, when they're, you know, turning and burning, so to speak, afterburners, that's a lot of testosterone. So if you like that kind of stuff, go and see it. The F-22 Raptor stole the show.
Really?
Even though the Blue Angels and the Canadian Snowbirds flew, the F-22 was just, it was a showstopper. It's our latest stealth fighter. Beautiful plane.
Wow. We get those here for Kentucky Derby. You know, they have an air show. We have all those.
Oh, that's right. Thunder over Louisville.
Yeah, Thunder over Louisville. You know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Are there any promotions we need to plug before we get started, Rob?
Well, if you go to CoachRobRegish.com, you can get a trial subscription of the Blueprint Bulletin for $1. So, by all means, give that a run. If you like it, you keep it. If you don't, you cancel. It's simple as that.
You know what I just thought of? You ought to do what Jenny Craig does. You know, Jenny Craig goes, lose 10 pounds for $10, which is nonsense, obviously, right? So you should say, gain 10 pounds of muscle for $10 and do the same thing. Why not?
The bigger the lie, the more people want to believe.
Yeah, the people want.
Yeah, game,
people want to
I
believe lies. All right, listen. Panos Antonakos doesn't want lies. He wants to know the truth. He says that he has questions about building biceps. A lot of trainers emphasize working the muscle from different angles, using different grips, and up to four or more movements per workout. I've done standing barbell curls, incline dumbbell curls, hammer curls, and preacher curls. Which curl is best to build the biceps?
You know, there's a lot of confusion out there in the world about biceps training, and one look around any gym, certainly yours, will attest to that fact. There are legions of trainees that are slaving away on 2, 3, 4 or more exercises for entire sessions, entire workouts devoted to their arms, but they just won't grow. The truth is, you need to gain a good 10 pounds of body weight to put an inch on your arms, but that's only part of the story. It sounds counterintuitive, but working the legs hard is the fastest way to get your arms to grow. And that's because squats, they stimulate growth over the entire body, not just in the legs. The arms need to be worked, yes, but only after the more powerful muscles of the hips, legs, and back are worked. And even then, The arms don't necessarily need direct work all the time. So what I'm proposing here is squatting and deadlifting first, squatting or deadlifting first, then doing justice to your push and pull compound movements, such as an example, you know, supersetting, let's say, incline dumbbell presses with one-arm dumbbell rows. The reason being, the buys and tries get plenty of work if you're pouring yourself into those exercises. And by adding more direct arm work after that, most guys wind up overtraining. It's also worth pointing out that the triceps, right, they're two-thirds of your upper arm. So make sure to emphasize that point by training them first in the superset. In other words, put your push movement first. The most effective bicep builder in existence, hands down.
Let me guess. The pull-up.
The humble chin-up pull-up, yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And for that, I favor the palms up, close grip chin, or using a pronated, meaning your palms facing inward grip. The chins not only are an intense movement wherein the body and the weight move through space simultaneously, they work the muscle from origin to insertion. Yeah. And the same can't be said of almost every curl variation.
And so, part of that is because the elbow and the shoulders become fulcrums. Instead of being stationary, they are in motion, and they change the angle and the stress placed on the bicep, eliminating the need to hit the bicep from all these different angles. You do it in the chin-up. Because the shoulders and the elbows are constantly changing geometry.
I haven't done a curl in 5 years. My arm's taped at just shy of 18 inches.
Yeah. Chin-ups, man. And it's your body weight you're pulling up. So forget about loading the bar. Okay. Yeah. Greg Geldart says, what do you make of hormonal fluctuation during exercise? I'm talking about the rise of test and growth hormone, but also cortisol that accompanies heavy training. I'd like to know if I should be structuring my training and supplementation around maximizing these. Any suggestions?
It's a tricky question, but I'll do my best to answer it. First, it'll be helpful to review what we know about hormone levels during training, and then we can discuss if it's worth tinkering with and later on with what. First, here's what we know. There's a transient rise in testosterone in response to what I'll call heavy and slow training, meaning something like 5 sets of 5, that type of protocol, with at least 3 minutes of rest between sets. The weight on the bar is usually 80% of one rep max. We also know that working fast between sets leads to more lactic acid release, which in turn leads to higher growth hormone levels. But then there's this corresponding rise in cortisol peaking with a massive amount released. I'll never forget reading this study, in a 10 sets of 10 German volume training type protocol. From blood work the Russians did with their athletes, the 45-minute mark seems to be the max amount of time you'd want to be training. Now, the one caveat I'd like you to consider, though, is this. All of those studies and that blood work were done without nutrient intervention, meaning, you know, no pre-workout amino loading, no post-workout shake, etc. It was just you, water, and the weights. Now, having said that, I think there's every reason to manage those hormones during your training, because the athlete that does is going to recover and grow a lot faster than the one that doesn't. And it needn't be fancy. You know, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein drink post-workout would be an improvement, certainly over nothing. And even bigger improvement would be to load essential aminos prior to training, and then follow that up with a solid food sit-down meal. Now, so here's the short list of what I'd like you to consider. 3 grams of GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, pre-workout, can raise biologically active GH up to 480%. So if you're looking to burn fat, there's one. 6 grams of essential aminos, on the other hand, pre-workout, elevated protein synthesis up to 600%. About 1.5 grams of TMG or trimethylglycine, that when that's taken pre-workout, it can cut cortisol by up to 50%. And just simple carbs in your intra-workout drink, we know will spike insulin, which in and of itself will blunt cortisol. The smarter choice, I think would be high molecular weight modified starches that you find, as an example, in Carbolin. 20 grams of whey or caseinate post-workout, always a good idea. I know Adele Moussa's high on that. And 5 grams of creatine, usually mono, either pre or post. The research is mixed. I tend to favor pre. I've got my reasons. At the end of the day, Greg, I don't think you're going to notice an immediate visible difference by implementing these tricks. However, over time, you certainly will, and you will outperform the athlete that does not avail themselves to them. So I hope that helps.
The next question fits nicely into this discussion from Mike Grady. He says, I'd like your opinion on shorter workouts performed more frequently. Time constraints have really limited me lately. Between work, family, and other obligations, I find it hard to spend any appreciable time in the gym. I'm running Convict conditioning, but some of the advanced movements take a while to warm up to. I'm 47. The goal is to be lean, strong, and in better cardiovascular condition.
Yeah, this is a great question because time management is something we all have to deal with, right? There is no threshold amount of time that's required to stimulate muscle growth, which I always found interesting. And that stimulating muscle growth, that should be your goal every time you set foot in the gym. The problem is a lot of folks leave time out of the equation, which means they're mindlessly clocking up gym hours. It brings little to no results. The truth is the amount of time you spend training, it doesn't mean much. What you do during that time is everything. So let's look at an example. We've known for over 100 years that overload is the trigger for muscle growth. Now, you can go about that many different ways. You know, everything from upping your one rep max to packing more reps into a given unit of time. The most powerful approach, in my opinion, is to blend both of those styles and do so with an efficient exercise menu. Because let's face it, there are a million different exercises out there, right? And some are a lot better than others. The following template is designed for someone that is seeking maximum levels of strength, size, and conditioning, who has at most, let's say, a half hour a day, a couple days a week to train. Now, these are to be perform back-to-back with no rest in between sets. Pronated or palms up, close-grip chin-ups, immediately into close-grip push-ups, immediately into body weight squats, then into hanging leg raises to parallel, and then finally finishing off with bridges. At that point, you want to rest a couple of minutes and add a second or third round, right, as your conditioning improves. The reps are going to vary depending upon your strength levels, but you should leave a little in the tank on each exercise, meaning a rep or two. And it's important to keep track of those reps though, because the next time you repeat this workout, you must perform more reps to ensure that muscle growth has been stimulated. Now, some might look at that and scoff, thinking it's too easy. It's too basic. It's not enough. It is enough, and you'll find that out right quick after going through it the first time. It works the entire body. It can be performed in minutes, either at home or in the gym, and you will stimulate more muscle growth in 10 minutes than the guy who spends 3 hours benching, squatting, and curling who isn't keeping track of their numbers. Every third workout, or you know, whenever you have more time, perform a heavy session where you know you're working some of the more demanding moves. If body weight's your game, that's one-arm push-ups or one-legged squats. If weight training, it's heavy benching and squatting or deadlifting. The point is, work those for multiple sets of low reps with liberal rest between sets, and I'm talking 3 minutes, sometimes five or more. By simplifying overload like that, you gain several key advantages. First, it's easier to focus, right, on the muscles that are being trained. Long, boring workouts, let's face it, they allow your mind to wander. You know, these workouts are fast. They require intense concentration to exceed your previous best. A workout like this also allows for faster recovery because you don't get the massive cortisol release that you do with, you know, 2 and 3 hour sessions. I see people don't run for 3 hours, never mind train with weights. The progression, the way I've lined it out here, it's right there in black and white. There's no running away from it. You got 15 total reps in the chin-up last time. You got 17 today. Congrats. You stimulated muscle growth. Now, not every exercise is going to always show an increase, but 3 out of 5 should be your benchmark. So, you know, once you get to a workout where only 2 out of 5 exercises are not showing improvement, insert an extra rest day. You will be pleasantly surprised at how your progress resumes. So I hope that helps, man.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Just enough time to get up and walk around and visit CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Want to hear a good deal?
Yeah, shoot.
Okay, so EFX Sports has a specially blended multivitamin specifically for us athletes. It's called VitaDrive. It's 120 capsules, and it normally sells for like $22. But you can use the coupon code Dr. Jeff, DRJEFF, all one word, and get $16 off. Get it for $5.99.
Wow.
I know.
It's about time somebody did a multi for.
I know. For, no, they've had it forever. People. They've had it forever, but nobody knows about it. And so Dr. Jeff came on the show the other day and said, look, this is a great foundational supplement that you can add to. And right now, $5.99 to the audience.
Gee, even at full price, you get all of your micronutrients, right?
Minerals, everything. Everything.
For far less than a dollar a day. That is a hell of a deal.
Yeah, so there you go. Dr. Jeff, DRJEFF. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click any of the All-American EFX banner ads, and then just look for VitaDrive. Save $16. That's ridiculous. That's fantastic. Okay. So the next question comes from a young guy named Lou Conti, an Italian brother of mine. He says, I've done a few amateur bodybuilding shows and placed well. I'm told that I have real potential, and I'm thinking about making a living doing this. That's questionable. Not because you couldn't become a pro, but making a living at it is a different story. I'm 19 years old and a college freshman, and bodybuilding is my life. The goal is to turn pro and make it big while I'm still young and healthy enough. I know full well that means anabolics, insulin, and other stuff that comes with the scene, but I'm hell-bent on doing this. You only live once, and I need to at least try. You're always talking about risk versus reward. What are the risks here besides the obvious? What is the obvious, first of all?
Well, I would think he's referring to drugs, but a couple of things. I can understand the allure and would never discourage anyone from chasing their dreams. But I have a hard time saying have at it in this case. So let's talk about why. You know, at 19, you're full of testosterone, energy, right? And no doubt have
enthusiasm, optimism for life. And that's all good. That's important.
That's a fantastic thing. I wish I had it back. But, you know, he no doubt has his share of judges and fans telling him to go for it. And it's all very flattering. But the pro bodybuilding lifestyle comes with some serious downers. So it's important that you at least go into this with both eyes open. First, just because you get your pro card doesn't mean you're going to be on easy street. You know, there are still bills to pay. And contest winnings at local shows are peanuts. I don't know if you check this out. I did some research on this question, but you know, you got to plan on working a regular 9-to-5 on top of your training, eating, et cetera, et cetera. That's number one. Second, it takes some serious drug use to compete at the higher levels. And that comes with both a physical and a monetary cost. Now, this is just hearsay, but when GH is in the picture, I've heard contest prep drugs alone run into the tens of thousands of dollars.
No, that's a lie. That's a lie. I'm telling you, it's a lie. Look. Let's set the record straight. The drugs aren't that expensive. You can get good blue top growth hormone for $1.35 to $1.65 an IU. That puts you at $165 for a 10-vial kit. And you can get 450 tests, which is what you're going to have to use, because you're not going to be able to use 250 tests unless you want to be injecting yourself every 3 hours. You have to use 450 tests, 3 cc's at a time, probably four times a week, unless you go for 2 cc's and then more often. You can get that for $55 for a 10-milliliter vial. The drugs aren't that expensive. But
well,
the reality is that you're going to be broke while you're doing this because you're not going to be able to keep a regular job. You can't keep a job. And bodybuilding is the most dedicated sport in the world. If football players and baseball players had to dedicate the amount of time year after year to bodybuilding in order to become pros, they'd get billions of dollars, not millions of dollars. And that's where the problem is. Bodybuilders don't even get tens of thousands of dollars. Jay Cutler's millions have been made in real estate, not in bodybuilding and not in product endorsement.
Yeah, I guess that I was getting at. That's what I was getting at. Your prize winnings are going to pale in comparison to what you really need to live. Whatever the content, whatever the drugs cost is just going to be, you know, on top of that. But next up is what you were just saying. It's going to be all about you because it has to be. You know, your training, your diet, and your 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night, that has to come first, because if any of that suffers, you know, you can forget about turning pro. Looking back at past champions, very few of them, too, had relationships that weren't tumultuous. Not everyone, but a higher percentage than most experienced relationship strife. And then finally, we get to track record. You probably remember this, Carl. After Dorian Yates established this mass monster build that was to become the new benchmark.
The new standard, right.
Yeah, everyone else had to up their game, and that meant more drugs, more dangerous drugs, and more stress on the heart, right, of carrying more weight around. What follows is a list of bodybuilders from the 1990s and where they are today. Mike Matarazzo, frequent top 10 IFBB pro, died from a heart attack last year, age 47. Dan Puckett, first place, 2006 NPC Collegiate Nationals, died of heart failure in 2007, age 22. Scott Klein, former NPC heavyweight, died from kidney failure in 2003, age 30. Trevor Smith, remember that name?
Yeah.
He never competed, but he weighed over 400 pounds. He died from a heart attack at age 30. Greg Kovacs.
Yeah.
Remember him? The original Muscle Tech poster boy, weighing over 400 pounds. He died from heart failure a couple years ago, age 44. What I just read isn't even a comprehensive list. I could keep going, right? But you get my point. Yes, there are exceptions, but you would be a fool to believe all these guys died early because of some sort of pre-existing condition that they had or of natural causes. There is a pattern here, and it's not a good one. Even if you win the Mr. Olympia, the purse is $250,000, okay? Big deal. Now, a lot of people are going to say, sure, that's a lot of money. And it is, don't get me wrong. But virtually anyone who starts early enough can have that in their retirement account, right, by their 40s or 50s, at which point every one of these guys was dead. Everyone on this list that I just read. And there were three or four names I didn't read. So
let me throw my two CCs in here for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. $250,000 is nothing. If you work hard and build a career, you should be banking that every year and not banking it every year at the cost of $350,000. Okay? If you get into bodybuilding as a sport and you really just want to do it because you love it and you're going to compete a couple times and get those under your belt, but you're going to pursue a job as a physician's assistant, was something else, even a personal trainer. That's one thing. But setting your sights on the sequestered lifestyle of a professional bodybuilder, and granted, there are more females in the sport today, so you probably will find a girl and have a good relationship with her, because her life will be as monastic as yours. When not preparing food, you'll be training. When not training, you'll be researching. When not researching, you'll be preparing food. When not doing that, you'll be sleeping. And I mean, it's a monastic lifestyle. And if you're doing it to quote unquote make it big, I saw a picture the other day of Kai Greene on his way to some competition. And, Aaron Singerman got on a plane, and there was several pros, I don't know who they were, all at the front of the plane in coach, all squeezed in next to each other. And Aaron snapped the shot and put it up on Facebook and said, "I can't, is this true? Can I see that?" And then Anthony Roberts pointed out the top players in the IFBB game flying coach.
Yeah.
That was a very, very good observation. Because if you're a monster of that size and you're big time, you'd at least fly business class, give yourself some room. They can't even afford to fly business class. These poor people. Bodybuilding is exploiting bodybuilders. It's been doing it forever. And it's unfortunate. But in my humble opinion, become some other type of athlete that acquires muscle. Become a football player. You'll be a big behemoth football player, but you'll get paid $6 million a year if you're really the top of the game.
Right, right. Just compare it to other sports and other athletes. There is no comparison, especially when you balance the risk to reward profile.
No, and then you know what? Try become a natural bodybuilder. Take your body as far as you can before you have to jump on the excessive drug train, and add that to your bailiwick, and I mean, add that to your resume, and then use that to springboard into some other line of work, like developing supplements or something. But yeah, you're not making it big. You'll make it physically big. You're not going to make it financially big in bodybuilding. I'm sorry. And you can ask any bodybuilder that. They'll probably tell you the truth. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the truth here at the Blueprint Power Hour.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Tell him, Michael. Come on. Come on, Michael.
Billie Jean is not my name.
How long's it been?
How long has it been since I knew how to sing?
No. Since you checked out.
Man, it's been a while, huh?
Yeah.
Poor guy. Very, very sad. Tortured life. Really tortured. Very sad. Matt Cartello, this must be the invasion of the Italians today, huh? I'm okay with that. Matt Cartello says, hey, Rob, I took you up on the Synthogen Twin Pack deal, and wow, you weren't kidding. This stuff wipes out next day soreness like nothing I've ever used. I just take it before and after training, and the results were remarkable from day one. Where did you get the idea for it? I've heard you say it replaces a lot of other products, and you don't need as much protein while taking it. My other question is how much less protein? I'm currently taking 200 grams a day and have been for some time now.
Yeah. You know, interesting story. Synthogen was inspired by two things. One was the blueprint meteoric.
That's not true. You told me the truth. You were tripping on LSD one day and you had this brilliant idea.
Yeah, LSD and mushrooms.
Oh, wait a minute. That was me. I'm sorry. I got confused. I got our trips confused. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was writing the meteoric and – I was also, at the time, using Dr. Connolly's original Progenix.
Remember that stuff? It was really good.
Oh, man. Now, with respect to the Meteoric, it's a whiplash training system insofar as it taps all three energy systems your muscles use in 5 days. So it created this incredible draw on ATP, liver and muscle glycogen. It threw off tons of lactic acid in some cases, you know, all of which conspired to kind of overwhelm the athlete and overtrain them fast. So what I needed was something that recovered you faster and bounced back a day or so later. Around that time, the good doctor sent me some mysterious silver bags of the, even at that time, out of production Progenix.
I remember.
Yeah. It was a powder, and for those that used it, you know, you'll never forget it. You literally took one scoop of the stuff after training, and later that day, you were ready to go again. And there was one instance I can vividly recall. I had an intense leg workout in the morning. I took Progenix, and then I headed out in the backyard to push my son on the swings. And later that evening, I repeated that same workout, rep for rep, weight for weight, set for set. Honest to God, it was incredible. To be completely honest, Synthogen isn't quite at that level, but it's damn close. Enough to make a considerable difference for people who want to train and gain frequently. Now, with respect to protein intake, the short answer is you can cut protein up to 50% on Synthogen, and you will still recover incredibly fast from your workouts. Now, most guys won't do that because they're scared to, but it's the truth. Way back when I was screwing around with prototypes, I went through a lot of trouble trying to deliberately subvert the product, right? Reasoning that if protein repairs muscle, right, cutting my intake would be the ultimate test. And I further expanded on that concept by asking several other people to do the same. And they all cut their calories and their protein to varying degrees. Yet, to a person, they all reported better than expected recovery. Now, in my case, I took protein down to 50 grams a day. And I felt fine for the week or so that I was there. Protein pulsing is probably an idea that may interest you. The short version is that a bolus of protein every 4 hours or so leads to better 24-hour protein synthesis. The key seems to be this. There needs to be a refractory period whereby amino acids are not in circulation for the body to then, you know, better utilize them. Here's the bottom line. You dial your protein back, practice some protein pulsing, and continue taking your Synthogen. I am betting you're going to save money, you're going to perform better, and you will gain faster than ever before.
What do you consider a bolus, 30 to 40 grams?
Yeah, most guys round it out at 50, you know, just to be safe. But 30 grams of most complete proteins will give you the requisite 3.2 grams, I think it is, of leucine to stimulate MTOR and protein synthesis and all of the good stuff that we're looking for.
Tom Doran says, what's your opinion on the current crop of pre-workout supplements? It seems that there are so many to choose from, and I'll admit I'm a stim junkie and like to try new ones, but while I'm shopping, what am I looking for? What's your ideal pre-workout supplement?
First things first, I think we need to define our terms, right? A pre-workout to me is not a thermogenic, which is to say, which a product designed to burn fat. There are a lot of products out there that try to wear both hats, but I think you're losing focus when you do that. A good pre-workout should have ingredients that boost your strength and your endurance, not necessarily burn fat. Now, some ingredients do both. Yes, caffeine is a good example, but
D-ball.
Others, yeah, and others.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Others like Yohimbe are very selective, right? It's an excellent fat burner. But it does zilch for strength. In fact, if you take too much, it'll hurt you in the strength department. Having said all that, I am a fan, big fan, of the layered approach, meaning using multiple ingredients. My ideal would work on both the body and the brain. Why? Because the brain controls the central nervous system. That is the true reservoir of strength. Caffeine would be a given, but not, you know, not overdone, on the order of, let's say, 1 to 200 milligrams at the most. Next up would be something that amplifies both the central nervous system stimulant and cognitive benefits or focus that we're looking for, something like phenylparacetam. You know, I consider that to be an exceptional ingredient, especially in the presence of a driver like caffeine. It improves mood, focus, and concentration, which is exactly what we're looking for. I would then layer in, let's say, alpha-GPC, which has been shown to improve the rate of momentary muscular force you can exert. This stuff has it all over tyrosine, which is typically used for that purpose. It's not even close. Yes, it's pricier, but it works. And finally, I would include a nice dose of rhodiola for an adaptogen to round things out. Because if you're going to take out, which is what stims do, they allow you to lift heavier, you need to put back. So what you arrive at is a low stim low to moderate stim pre-workout that produces a razor-sharp central nervous system. And that really is, or should be, the goal, harnessing the ability to contract muscle and lots of it while staying in control. If you think about it, most people can voluntarily contract 20, maybe 25% of their muscle. People that train like us, 30 to 35%. Elite athletes, they can recruit as much as 40% of their muscle. But as you can see, there's a lot of untapped potential there. So it pays dues to find a combination that works for you. Here's the final word. The ideal pre-workout has yet to emerge. But you can find some interesting combinations together. You can put those together with bulk raws. I think you almost need to.
Yeah.
Doing so without being overstimulated is where it's at. Just keep that in mind.
Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to provide the blueprint tip of the day, which looks like Rob has put a lot of work into. The single best amino acid you're not currently using. But I can honestly say that I do use it, and we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com and get a copy of the Blueprint Bulletin. It's all the rage. People get it in their inbox, and they're loaded with information that helps them get to Gainesville faster.
Amen.
Right now, the offer is how much, Rob?
$1.
$1 buys you a ticket to Gainesville. It doesn't get any cheaper than that. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the act. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to be talking more about sleep apnea in men. It is linked to depression. Fix your sleep apnea and your depression will go away. We're going to be talking about that. Right now, my co-host Rob Regish is going to deliver the Blueprint Tip of the Day. The best amino acid that you are not currently using. What is it, Rob?
In one word, glycine. Glycine, you know, it's an interesting amino, and its positive effect on athletes, it's been documented before, which is curious then why you never hear about it.
Right.
You know, not only is it an anti-catabolic, it doesn't taste like Sasquatch droppings, right?
No, in fact, I use it as a sweetener.
Yes, exactly.
Glycine makes an amazing sweetener. If you could use it in tea, coffee, and foods, it's amazing. It's fantastic, and it helps to purify the body. It helps the detoxification pathways in the liver.
It's huge. And look at the price point. You can get a whole pound of the stuff for under $20. And here, check out the benefits. It elevates growth hormone. It stimulates greater creatine production, helps repair joints and other soft tissues. And it acts as an anti-catabolic, which is ideal for those using, say, intermittent fasting type diets. It's a non-essential amino, right? And it's usually contained in gelatin protein. It's an important component of collagen as well. Although a lot of the early research revolved around its ability to increase strength in athletes, there are more recent studies which have documented that oral glycine can, in fact, raise growth hormone in humans. In fact, a lot of the researchers have hypothesized that the reason glycine has been found to boost strength so much is a direct result of that GH-releasing ability. Interesting, then, if you scrub the research, females actually got a 22% increase in strength, and men, 32%. After ingestion of 5 to 12 grams of glycine daily. And there was another study that clearly illustrated its ability to act as GH, what they call secretagogue. They gave 19 normal, non-obese subjects 6.75 grams of glycine daily. And these are oral doses. They're not, you know, this is not intravenous aminos. You can do dazzling things worth in the research, but you get them out in the real world, they fail. This was orally. It significantly increased GH for 3 hours, reaching a maximum of 3 to 4 times that of baseline at about 2 hours. And as I said before, it ramps up creatine, the body's natural creatine production. There was even more, as I read further about it, in a randomized double-blind crossover study, 13 humans, human subjects, not rats, were given a supplement consisting of glycine and an arginine salt or placebo for 23 days. The treatment with both arginine and glycine increased their mean resistance to fatigue up to 28% of controls, which, if you think about it, is pretty damn significant.
Yeah.
They also experience an overall gain of total you know, the total work capacity of 10.5% greater than the controls. Less well-known benefits, it inhibits the inflammatory process. It protects muscle from withering away, right, when the body's under stress. And there's this anti-catabolic effect that most people, you know, don't know about it. In my opinion, this stuff is gold to have around, especially if you're using it in intermittent fasting or warrior-type diet. So it's cheap, it's effective, and it doesn't taste too bad. Here's the bottom line on it. Like other isolated aminos, right, you need to take it on an empty stomach, at least to get the GH-boosting effects. But it's pie simple. If you're fasting during the day, like I do and a lot of other people, be aware it can make you a bit sleepy, as any GH-releasing product will. You are best advised to start slow. I'm talking about doses of, right, 6 to 10 grams, in some cases more. Don't try that out of the gate. You know, if you do, you better have the Charmin handy.
Really?
Start with 3 grams and then graduate up from there. So for the little bit of money that they're asking for it and all of that upside, I deem glycine a must try.
I use glycine pretty regularly, so does Elisa, and we do use it as a sweetener, as an alternative to stevia. It's very effective.
Yeah, most people, it really shocked me, because if you're used to slugging down things like arginine and, you know, remember OKG, ornithine alpha-ketoglutarate?
Yeah, remember that stuff?
You know, this is some of the most bitter, foul-tasting stuff in the world. And, in fact, I don't think people ever saw OKG's ultimate potential simply because you needed 10-plus gram dosages during the day, not these, you know, piddly little dosages you were getting in capsules because the stuff was so foul-tasting. Glycine, on the other hand, once your stomach gets acclimated to these whopper gram doses, it is... I don't want to say you crave it, but, you know, it's, like I said before, it's sweet. And it can satisfy, it can and does satisfy sugar cravings.
Yes.
And hell, you know, who's not going to take a 3 to 4 times baseline increase in GH? That's a huge, huge benefit. And it won't make you as drowsy as GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid. So if you're having trouble with that, look into glycine.
And glycine through its precursor, dimethylglycine, have been linked to managing blood sugar better.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, dimethylglycine converts to glycine, and there seems to be a linkage between individuals who have trouble managing blood sugar and the lack of glycine in their blood.
Yeah, well, so, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. It's economical and it works. Give it a shot.
By the way, before we close the show, I don't know if I said this already today because I've posted it so many places.
Whoa.
What was that? Oh, I know what that was. Rob just muted his mic because dogs are barking in the background. On that note, I wanted to mention that November is the 10-year anniversary of this show. And we are collecting information now because we're going to start doing some tribute shows in November of some of your favorite guests and topics. And Rob Regish is one of those guys that's right up there. So I guess Rob is busy right now. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign off on his behalf. This has been the Blueprint Power Hour. You can go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about all the good things he has in store for you to help you make better gains. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the linkage between sleep apnea and depression in men. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Superhuman Radio Show.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Guess what? No answer at my guest. So those of you listening live, who wants to be on the air? Dial 502-690-2298 right now. 502-690-2298. And we'll talk about the 10-year anniversary coming up in November. Maybe you have some ideas of your favorite shows, topics, guests, game changers that we did. I'm going to post this on Facebook, too, see if we can get some call-ins. But anyway, we were going to have Dr. Carol Lang on. She was kind enough to do this interview. She's actually based in Australia. She could not do the interview live because it's the middle of the night there. And she happened to be in Colorado, I believe, in Denver maybe or someplace like that. I think it was Denver, doing a lecture. And as a result, she was going to make time to come on the air for a half hour today. And I'm sure that she has gotten something mixed up with the time or forgotten that we were going to call her. And so maybe she will be around. Maybe she won't. I doubt that she's going to make the interview today. But clearly there is a linkage between depression and sleep apnea. Sometimes the earliest symptoms that men develop in sleep apnea is depression. So I'm going to read some of the research. And those of you who are interested in calling in, 502-690-2298 is the number you'll get right on the air. Severe obstructive sleep apnea and excessive daytime sleepiness are associated with increased risk of depression in men, according to a new community-based study of Australian men, which was presented at the 2015 American Thoracic Society International Conference. An association between sleep apnea and depression has been noted in some earlier studies, said lead author Carol Lang, Dr. Carol Lang, from the University of Adelaide, Australia. Our study in a large community-based sample of men confirms a strong relationship even after adjustments for a number of other potential risk factors. The study involves 1,875 men, aged between 35 and 83, who were assessed for depression at two time points over a five-year period. A random sample of 857 men without previous diagnosis of obstructive sleep apnea underwent a home polysomnograph. That's where they watch you sleep and follow a variety of different biological markers, and completed the Epworth Sleepiness Scale Questionnaire. After adjustment for potential confounders, previously undiagnosed severe OSA was associated with an increased prevalence of depression, adjusted odds ratios, blah, 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 given all the way through. Men who had both previously undiagnosed OSA and excessive daytime sleepiness had 4 to 5 times greater odds of having depression than men without either condition. We're going to talk about why this is, too, in a second. Both previously diagnosed OSA and previously undiagnosed severe OSA were significantly associated with recent developments of depression. Excessive daytime sleepiness and severe OSA were both associated with the prevalence and recent onset of depression in our community-based sample of men, and the presence of both was associated with an even greater risk, said Dr. Lang. Men presenting with depression should be screened for obstructive sleep apnea so that an appropriate course of treatment can be planned. And this is really good. And I'll tell you why this is really very obvious to me. First of all, when you have obstructive sleep apnea, daytime sleepiness is associated with cognitive function impairment. Well, the brain, it regulates mood. The brain regulates organ function. Obviously, your ability to recall things and memory are affected by the brain and its functions. So it stands to reason that obstructive sleep apnea starves the brain and other tissue in the body for oxygen throughout the night, and all the regions of the brain suffer, including the ones responsible for mood. Alertness is just something that's easily observable. Oh, gee, you look tired. Yeah, I didn't sleep good last night, right? Well, chances are if that part of your brain is not functioning well, then the part that is responsible for mood is not functioning well. We already know that people who don't sleep well have impaired memory consolidation function, so they have poor memory. So this is not anything surprising to me. But what is even more interesting to me about this is that we constantly think of depression as a change in exclusively mood. It's also a change in mechanical function of the body. Depression means to be depressed means to be Think of it as oppression. Something is oppressing you. Something is pushing down on you. Something is keeping you from functioning optimally, but not just from your brain. It also is causing your body not to function optimally. You're starting to lose strength. You can't train the way you used to train. You know, these are also signs of depression, but they are not the kind of signs of depression that most mainstream doctors pay attention to. They just pay attention to the ones that have something to do with mood. And I think that's sad because there's lots of people out there who are undergoing sleep problems that may not necessarily have a change in their mood, but do in fact start to display lethargy, changes in gait, changes in motor function, changes in strength. We're going to be talking about grip strength very shortly this week as a indicator of overall health. These things change as well. Everybody's brain is different. Some people's brains seem to be able to function better with less in certain areas. So while your memory recall may not suffer, your physical ability may suffer, or your mood may suffer, or physical organ functions may suffer. So everybody's brain is different, and don't misunderstand. I'm still talking about the brain because organ function is regulated by the brain as well. We forget that. So when we see some of these problems arising in people, we should always look to sleep problems as a normal course of action. The way the doctor takes blood pressure and asks you a host of questions, they need to say things like, do you snore? Because a lot of people don't think they have sleep apnea or even have the type of sleep that is impairing their health because they think snoring is normal. They think, oh, well, everybody snores. No, everybody doesn't snore. That's not true. Snoring is an indication of the airways being either collapsing or being narrowed by inflammation. Something is going on with the respiratory system, and it's going to affect the rest of your body. So doctors need to start asking their patients, do you snore? And as soon as the patient says yes, they shouldn't care at that point in time whether they say, well, I just snore a little. No. If you snore, we need to order a sleep study for you. We need to see what's going on in your sleep because you are not sleeping restfully if you're snoring at all. And I've said that before on the show. I know that a lot of people probably think I'm going too far to the other extreme, but I can assure you that I'm not. Years from now, we're going to discover that even moderate snoring is damaging people's health. You watch. It's an important discussion. Doctors need to be asking patients more readily when they present with any type of conditions in their office, any type of symptoms. How's your sleeping? Do you snore? By the way, 502-690-2298, you get on the air right away with me. Help me save the rest of the show because I have about 15 minutes still to fill before our next guest comes on. November is the 10-year anniversary of Superhuman Radio. I can't believe it. I've been doing this for 10 years. That's amazing to me. We've done a lot of shows in that 10 years, and I want to know what people think were some of the best shows that they still remember, like the show that pops to the top of your head when I say, what was your favorite Superhuman Radio episode, or the guest that we have on that you seem to always tune in for, or a topic that was a game changer for you, one that really changed the way you look at your health, your training, whatever. I want to know what those are because we want to start doing tributes to those shows during the month of November when the show turns 10 years old. 502-690-2298. Don't be afraid. Pick up the phone and dial. But anyway, getting back to Dr. Lang's dissertation that she was going to give today, it really is an important thing to note that people who snore are not sleeping well, and it doesn't have to be exclusively obstructive sleep apnea. It just could be snoring. So I'm going to read something that's coming from a listener who's actually messaging me on Facebook. I'm not going to mention his name. He told me he went to his doctor today and asked for a full hormone panel. But guess what, he said. According to my doctor, the way I look tells her that everything is great with my hormones. My blood pressure was a little high, and it was on the tip of my tongue. I wanted to say, hey, doc, why did you check my blood pressure if I look just fine? The idea that he looks good and she could tell that he has no hormonal problems, and so she did not want to check his hormones, to me is laughable. Since when do doctors just look at people and have the ability to assess whether they're healthy or not? You can be hypermuscular and still have hormonal issues. So I feel sorry for that doctor, but more so I feel sorry for that doctor's patients. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I'll find something to fill the next 10 minutes with when we come back. And then we're going to have a real guest on the show, and we're going to talk about Mediterranean diet, olive oil or nuts improve cognitive function. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So you can thank Tom for not having to listen to me drone on and on and on about nothing. How you doing, Tom? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Nice to be here.
Yeah, so tell me, how long have you been listening to Superhuman Radio now?
I'm going to say 7 years plus.
Okay, so you've been listening for a long time. So do you have any favorite shows that you remember, since we're going to do a 10-year anniversary compilation in November?
Well, I try to tune in as much as I can from work. I sit in a cube, so I put my headphones on, and most days I can catch you guys, which I just finished listening to Rob. I'm calling from Massachusetts, so I know Rob is in the western part of Mass.
Yeah.
I really enjoy listening to Rob. I actually am a Blueprint Bulletin member.
Cool.
And I like listening to Dr. Jeff. He's kind of new now to your show, but the history of All-American EFX, I've known about. So I like listening to him also. There was one show recently, and I'm going to probably not remember his name right now, but
what was the topic?
He does the electromagnetic pulse.
Oh, by my good friend Paul Becker, who lives over in Mauritius, off the coast of Madagascar. Yeah, yeah.
And those are the ones that come to my mind, right now.
He's popular with the audience. I'll tell you why. It's not just because people who have tried the Earth Pulse Unit. Somebody posted in that thread on Facebook that I put up this morning, asking for people to make suggestions, that they couldn't believe that the Earth Pulse guy was in the list because his product doesn't have any double-blind placebo studies and blah, blah, blah. And what people don't know about that technology, Paul Becker didn't invent that technology. NASA did. NASA has been using pulse electromagnetic field devices in the cockpits of vehicles that undergo space travel, to keep astronauts from losing bone mass in zero gravity. And then that technology was then approved by the FDA to help people who have troubles, or they have bad breaks, bone breaks. It actually causes bone to knit faster. So if you have an elderly person who breaks a hip and the hip won't heal, they'll send you home with this electromagnetic device that you put on the hip once a day for an hour, and it actually stimulates new bone growth. So the PEMF thing is not—it's not crystal ball, magic fairy dust. It's legitimate science. In fact, the research that NASA did on it was a 7-year study that showed that it improved not only bone mineral uptake, but it reduced sarcopenia in zero gravity. It had an anabolic effect, and there has been plenty of research on PEMF and sleep already. Two studies came out of the UK several years ago that where people wore a helmet that actually pulsed, and they went right to sleep like in seconds, like somebody gave them a shot. So, but the nice thing about Paul Becker is that it's not only a great technology, but he's a bit of a character. If you let him get going, he'll start talking about things that the Nazis did, and it's very entertaining at the same time. But don't mistake his personal political views as there's no science behind his product, because there's a lot of science behind it, a lot.
Yeah, I actually went out to his site the last time he was on, and I started, you know, trying to do my own research, and I listened to the show probably three times and tried to pick up, you know, what I could. Every time I listened to it, I'd pick something else up, which that's another nice thing to be able to do, is to not necessarily even download them, but if I go to your site, I can go back to these shows and listen to them and pick up something new each time I listen.
Yeah,
I just couldn't pull the trigger this time on, and he had a good deal going with Superhuman Radio listeners, but it's something that's very intriguing.
So expensive. I know, it's so expensive. It's like $1,000 for that unit now.
Right, right.
So it's not cheap. It's not a drop in the bucket. But you can't believe, I think the last time he was on the show, I stand to be corrected, but I think he sold about 17 or 18 units.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I wanted to be one of them. He had a pretty good deal going. I think it was gonna bring the cost for a single unit down to maybe $500 or $600.
Right, right.
And I'm still hanging on. I'm still hanging on.
So is there anything I can be doing better? Do you think my rants are too off to the left or to the right? Do you think there's anything I can be doing better?
I don't think your rants are off. I think, you know, I listen to your show because you are entertaining. You have a lot of cutting edge news that's, you know, some people might not even catch. I'm in the personal fitness industry per se. From a standpoint of, I used to be a personal trainer when it wasn't so fashionable.
Right.
And now I sit in a cube to earn my living, but I still love listening to guys like Brooks Kubik. I love listening to him. You have a really good broad selection of people, so that, you know, you're not one hold and this is the way life should be. And it gives me, and I'm sure a lot of your other listeners, you know, the opportunity to at least see four, five, six different things and then make their choice depending on what suits them.
And I can thank diversity to, we can all thank Elisa Profumo and Alex Leaf for the diverse topics that we cover on the show, because, you know, Alex loves things about nutrition and training. Elisa loves things about training and female-centric issues and everything in between. And as a result, I mean, we have a very, very eclectic list of guests and topics on at any given time. So, and it's hard,
yeah.
You know, it's hard because I have to have some modicum of knowledge about this stuff. So it requires a lot of reading on my part, quite frankly. So.
A lot of research.
Yeah.
Yeah. Casual Fridays. I love Casual Fridays. That's open forum type of education, which I enjoy. And for the most part, I catch your show every day live. If I can't, that's when it's nice to be able to go back and listen to, you know, like yesterday's show or the day before and not miss anything.
I'm trying to get a cannabidiol sponsor to come on the show. I really think there's some magic in that. It's all the benefits of weed without the high. And I think that's the high part is the part that everybody, it vilifies it. And so if you could just use it for pain relief, for recovery, for better sleep, as an anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory agent, but not get high off of it or stoned off of it, it almost kind of legitimizes it. You know what I mean?
Now yesterday you had someone on with that.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Stavin Bhatt. He is the research and development guy at a really, really fine anti-aging clinic that happens to be located here in Louisville. And he's been telling me about cannabidiol for quite some time now. And I started looking into it. And I had a relative who recently was diagnosed with cancer of the tongue. And so I had him putting ginger extract and cannabidiol oil together and putting it on his tongue. And he may not have to go for radiation therapy now. Because the mass is shrinking.
Now I remember a show, and I believe it might have been your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
with the ginger.
Yeah, he reversed. He had a 4-centimeter mass in his stomach. He had a port put in for chemotherapy. He was all ready for chemotherapy. When they went back to do the final CT scan, which is what they do right before the chemo, they couldn't find the mass anymore.
Now, that's been a few years, right?
Yeah, that's about 5 years ago, maybe 5 or 6 mm-hmm. years ago, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That was pretty remarkable.
Because I do take ginger just as a supplement. One of the things I was actually going to write into you, one of the things that I use and I just started recently are a lot of different essential oils.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you have the, you know, opportunity to, you know, get somebody who is well versed and has used essential oils for any number of things from
Elisa.
You know,
Elisa has been working on that. I have just started taking enterically coated essential oils for the digestive system, and they're working. I got to tell you something. Okay. I'm a big believer in essential oils. I started believing in essential oils when I started using Aura MD. And
I use that.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a lot to essential oils. There really is. Tom, I have to thank you for saving the day by calling in today.
Oh, this was my pleasure. This was awesome.
I want you to stay on hold because I want to get your address. I want to send you a gift. So just hang on, Tom. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the benefits of the Mediterranean diet on cognitive abilities. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system.
No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Have you tried Carbaline yet?
It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, they say cognitive decline is pretty much guaranteed as you age. But there are things that you can do that are more protective of the brain, obviously. And one of those may be a dietary protocol. My next guest is Dr. Emilio Ross. How you doing, Dr. Ross?
I'm all right.
And you recently published a study that looked at the effects of the Mediterranean diet, which is known to have high antioxidant levels, on cognitive function. And what did you find? Well, first, describe the design of the study. Explain how the study was designed.
Yeah, this was a study performed in cognitively healthy persons, but who were older and were at high risk of cardiovascular disease, because they had diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, obesity, etc. They were randomized to three diets. It means that they didn't choose the diet, but the investigator, by at random, distributed them to three diets. One was a Mediterranean diet, which was supplemented with extra virgin olive oil. This was given for free to participants. The other was also Mediterranean diet, but this time it was supplemented with nuts, mixed nuts, 30 grams per day, half of them walnuts and the rest almonds and hazelnuts, given for free as well. And the third diet, the control diet, was based on advice to cut down on all fat. The study lasted for around 5 years. And these participants in this particular sub-study, because this is part of a bigger study called PREDIMED, were given neuropsychological tests at baseline and at the end of the study. And, well, the results showed that the two Mediterranean diets delayed the cognitive failure or counteracted the cognitive failure that's typical of this age, always compared with a control diet. So they improve in memory and in executive function, which means the speed of processing thought and, you know, being ready to take tasks. And, well, this was really the main result of this study. And obviously the two Mediterranean diets are rich in antioxidants, but the foods we gave them for free in the two arms of Mediterranean diet were very rich in antioxidants, because virgin olive oil and nuts are also very high antioxidant foods.
But wait a minute, wait. It's not, is it just the antioxidants, or is it also the anti-inflammatory effects? You point out that the nuts they were given were 50% walnuts. Walnuts have been shown to have an anti-inflammatory effect postprandial after a highly inflammatory meal, a meal that was very, very high in saturated fat and egg yolks. I remember one study that was known to produce a rise in several inflammatory markers, that a handful of walnuts included in that meal reduced postprandial inflammatory markers. So is it just antioxidants, or is there more here?
Well, I would say it's both, because most foods that have antioxidant power also have anti-inflammatory power. They go hand in hand.
Okay, what about the insulin resistance component? So we know that many of the standard diets recommended by governmental agencies today are very, very high in cereal grains and high glycemic index carbohydrates that make a person prone to insulin resistance. We know that when insulin levels go up, so does angiotensin-converting enzyme go up. And we know that when angiotensin-converting enzyme goes up, small blood vessels that the brain is really dependent on become constricted and blood flow becomes very, very limited. And we know that this can also affect cognitive function as well as function of many areas of the brain. The Mediterranean diet tends to be of a very low glycemic index, very low glycemic load, and hence can lead to people reestablishing healthy insulin sensitivity. What about the role of insulin in this effect that you saw in these individuals?
Well, these Mediterranean diets have also been shown to have an anti-diabetic effect. They reduce incident diabetes in the same cohort of patients.
Yeah.
So this is really, it's also another effect that may counteract the decline in cognitive function. Saying that this Mediterranean diet was shown also to lower blood pressure, and blood pressure is an important link to brain deterioration.
And see, Dr. Ross, I'm not trying to detract from your work. In fact, I'm trying to show that your work is more valuable than just about antioxidants. When you get people's insulin levels lower, their blood pressure drops because angiotensin converting enzyme drops, blood vessels
yes.
dilate, blood flow can get into the outer reaches of tissue, into tissue that it's being starved off of. So I would suggest that if I was going to grade, if someone said, well, these are the three things that happen with this diet. It's high in antioxidants, so it quenches oxidative stress. It lowers inflammation and it lowers insulin. And which of these are most important? I would say, number one, anti-inflammatory. Number two, that it establishes insulin sensitivity. And number three, the lowest one of importance, in my humble opinion, is the oxidative stress side.
Well, that may be, but it's difficult to pinpoint any one of them because, you know, all these things happen together. When we stress the antioxidant power of this diet, it's because the prevalent hypothesis on brain deterioration with age is oxidative stress.
Right.
And there is also vascular damage, okay? And vascular damage is related to all these things that you mentioned.
Right.
But be it through reduced oxidant stress or through improved vascular risk factors and vascular function, the end effect is that you get an improve in cognitive function. And this is the first time that a randomized clinical study shows that.
Right.
And I guess that's why this study has had such media coverage.
Well, it's a very important study. I want to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to ask you about the group that was required to eat a low-fat diet, okay?
Yes, right. Okay.
We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Dr. Emilio Ross. Bottom line is, a Mediterranean diet, which is very similar to a paleo diet, improves cognitive function. And obviously, we all want to be able to keep thinking straight as we age. Stay tuned. Like this, and it ain't ghost, but don't think you might.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Emilio Ross. We're talking about the effects of the Mediterranean diet on cognitive function in elderly people, and it works. It's a good idea, especially supplementing with high-quality extra virgin olive oil. And if you can get organic extra virgin olive oil, like the one that we promote on this show from Papa Vince, it's even better. What about the low-fat diet individuals? That's a diet that is promoted here in the United States as being the optimum for health. Did we see anything interesting in those who were eating the low-fat diet protocol, Dr. Ross?
Well, to begin with, they didn't lower much the fat in their diet. Okay, they were, these other people were used to using olive oil in the kitchen and at the table all their lives, so they didn't cut much on fat. The truth is that their diet was very similar to the background Mediterranean diet that is usually followed now in Spain. The story is that they didn't consume much nuts or didn't consume much virgin olive oil. They used a common variety of olive oil, which is refined and therefore lacks the polyphenols, which are the potent antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds in olive oil. So, this was a controlled diet, okay? At the time we designed the study, that was the prevalent concept of a healthy diet, low fat. We gave them the advice. They didn't lower much the fat, so they really was kind of using a control diet, a non-supplemented diet.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's very interesting because there weren't so many differences in between what they ate in the control diet and what they ate in the other two diets, except for the supplemental foods. We saw that the people in the control diet, their cognition was going down. It came down from baseline significantly. No matter what you look, if at memory or frontal function of global cognition, while the others were at a state as at baseline or even improved above baseline. So this is really important to know the tremendous power of food. Even when the dietary habit changes at age 67, that was the average age of our participants when they began. So I think there are many lessons from this study and from the PREDIMED study in general, is that it's never too late to change your dietary habits to promote health. And to, in this case, to promote healthy aging.
So was there anything about this study that surprised you that you did not expect to see?
Well, since we began the PREDIMED study, I think we keep being surprised by how powerful are the effects of the two Mediterranean diets, the two supplemented diets, on any health outcomes that we look for. We've seen lots of improvement in vascular outcomes, reduced cardiovascular disease, reduced stroke, reduced diabetes, reduce atrial fibrillation, reduce hypertension, reduce cholesterol, and so on, and reduce also insulin resistance. When we go to non-vascular risk factors, such as or non-vascular pathologies, such as cognition, we also see an effect. So it's amazing. I think we keep being amazed at the tremendous power of food. Because, as you know, there are no drugs that are active against these neurodegenerative diseases.
Right.
But food seems to be. So it's really, I would say these participants in this study were cognitively healthy at baseline, okay? I would hypothesize that if they had been already impaired in cognition, we wouldn't have seen this effect. I think you should always start before symptoms have developed. Then you can prevent the disease. But when symptoms have developed, I think that's a tricky question then.
Yeah, and that's a great point. Could you keep yourself from even developing these diseases if you start to adhere to these types of dietary templates early on in life? Very, very good information.
Exactly. Well, if you begin early in life, then much better, obviously.
Yeah. Listen, I want to go ahead and thank you very much for being on the show. This is a very, very important discussion. And I think that it's the takeaway is that people need to focus on eating a more Mediterranean diet, inclusive of healthy fats, that not all fats are created equal.
Exactly.
And
high vegetable fat.
You know what? I just had a thought before we pull the plug on the interview. I just had a thought. Were these individuals drinking red wine at all?
Well, red wine was promoted in those who drank, not in those who were teetotalers. Yes, yes, Fred Wang was a part of the intervention.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Of the advice.
Yeah, because that's part of the Mediterranean
red wine
diet.
In moderation, eat red wine in moderation and with meals, okay, the Mediterranean way.
So with meals, and what is moderation? One glass with a meal, Dr. Ross?
Yeah, one glass with a meal, yes.
Yeah,
and half a glass for ladies.
Okay. Then and a full glass for us big guys. That's good. I like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show today, Dr. Ross.
Okay, it was a pleasure.
Take care. All right, so there you have it, the Mediterranean diet, which really is very similar to the paleo diet, for those out there who say the paleo diet doesn't work. This is proof. Aging individuals improve cognition. Some of them, actually, their cognition improved. It didn't just stay the same as they aged. Very, very promising. Also, want to thank Rob Regish during the first hour for performing his Blueprint Power Hour for us. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. So sorry that we did not have my second guest on, who was Dr. Carol Lang. But thank you to Tom from Massachusetts for calling in and saving the day. And he will get a nice gift for calling in. Also want to thank All-American EFX Sports. Right now you can get VitaDrive, which is their multivitamin supplement, for $5.99 a bottle when you use the coupon code Dr. Jeff, D-R-J-E-F-F, at checkout. That's $16 off a bottle. That's pretty cool. And, of course, you can get a free sample of Carbolin by clicking the banner ad on SupremeRadio.com and trying the best pre-workout carbohydrate supplement in the world. If performance is important to you, then Carbolin should be in your gym bag. So check it out. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.